KXRN LP.
Laguna Niguel, Laguna Beach.
Member supported.
KXFM
on 104.7.
KXFMradio.org.
Hi, I'm Julie Silva,
and I'm here with two of my friends.
Hi, I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And today, we are taking over KX to help raise money for the station. So today, we are going to be talking about, in a teen's perspective, how COVID has affected them in all different types of way, educationally, mentally, physically, and socially. And so first, we're going to start it off, the show, with a song by Dominic Fike called Three Nights on KXFM.
Stay up tonight, stay up at night. My green lights in your body language. Seems like you could use a little company from me. But if you got everything and figured out like you say, don't waste a minute.
Bye.
take that. When it's over, you roll out, you come downstairs, and there's no sign. The party vanished into thin air, just like a ghost town. Your best friends weren't even there, and in a hotel, you realize you don't even care. When the alarm strikes 7, light burn on your feather white, better white lies. Last night was a setup. 1, 2. Are we dead? Is this really real? Why were you feeling?
Hi, this is Julie Silva, and I'm a high school student, and I'm here with two of my friends.
Hi, I'm Kearney.
Hi, I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover to help raise money for KX Station. And so I just played Dominic Fike, and Dominic Fike is a underground artist. He isn't very popular, but he's growing he's getting some fame. He's an artist from Naples, Florida. And I really like him, and I'm trying to introduce him to more people, so I chose to play some of his songs on the station. And so for starting off talking, we are talking about how COVID has affected us teenagers in our perspective. And so our first topic is going to be how it affected us educationally. Obviously, it's a big difference from what we were used to because, you know, we're sticking to online school.
Yes, I feel that educationally it has really affected me because of the fact that it's a lot great difference from just going in full time just to being online so quickly without a plan, and it was just very confusing for a lot of students, I feel, and it affected us great, so yeah.
When it first started on Zoom, I feel like it was a lot more like confusing and more struggle. My grades started to drop.
Yeah, I mean, there wasn't really like an instruction sheet that like showed you how to do it or like what to do exactly. It was kind of just you figuring it out on your own. I mean, if you had like tech parents, I mean, they could obviously help you, but it was mostly just kids figuring out on their own. And
honestly, I feel without technology it'd be much harder to be educationally, but I think it's helped a lot with parents. They've helped me a lot with grades dropping, of course. It's happened recently, and I've seen it like with other students and my other classmates. It's been going on, and it's kind of sad to say, but like it's just what the reality is.
Yeah, I think it's very common for kids to just kind of like not hold themselves accountable for like actually doing their schoolwork and actually going to class, because I mean they don't, it's kind of like no one's really forcing them to go, because it's not like you're actually going in school. It's just like on your computer, so you can leave whenever you want to, or just like kind of just not pay attention and just look at it, but like go on your phone or like do something else. So for kids, I feel like it's very common for their grades to drop.
Yeah, sometimes it's just like kids just want to take naps during
Zoom
because it's just convenient for them because they think that it's not going to be such a big deal later on, but it's a really big impact on everyone's grades.
Yeah, as Kearney said, I feel like kids aren't taking it as seriously as they should because they think it's just, oh, it's just on my computer. I feel like I can do whatever I want.
Yeah, and I think for us high school students, especially being freshmen, it affected us in many ways, being like, we didn't get like a proper send-off to high school. We didn't really have like an actual graduation. It was more just like a drive-through, like getting a piece of paper. We didn't like get to like actually feel like we graduated, like going from middle school to high school. I feel like that's a big step. And I think kids, what they don't realize is like how serious it is. Like this is actually like high school. Like this is like the time to start taking things serious. And because of that, because of like the pandemic that we are in right now, they aren't taking their school as serious as they should be.
Right. I feel the same. And with going on from eighth grade to freshman year, it's been really hard because if you moved schools and you didn't get a good goodbye to your friends, I personally didn't even remember the last day of school of eighth grade.
Yeah,
and
me either.
It's just a phase. Like, it's been so long since I've, like, you know.
Like, actually, like, gone to school with our friends and, like, kind of just seen them.
And with Zoom being such a new format, I feel like a lot of kids didn't really understand it unless, like...
You've done it before?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it was something that was, like, kind of confusing because it's, like, it's not exactly direct with what you're doing. You kind of have to figure it out on your own, like, where to put something. And if, like, something, like, goes wrong, like, you're not, like, capable of fixing it right away because you don't have much experience in that area of, like, certain technologies. So it was kind of hard for, like, kids to, like, fix whatever they're doing. So the next two songs we're going to play is just some songs. The songs that we've chose today are songs that we've listened to during this time to help us, like, just kind of calm down. I'm Julie Silva.
I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we're on KX Takeover.
Thank you. see, I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, I can't get over you. You left your mark on me, I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly, cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. Just hold on, we're going home. Just hold on, we're going home. It's hard to do these things alone. Just hold on, we're going home. Get over you. You left your mark on me. I want your high love and emotion. Endlessly. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. You act so different around me. Cause you're a good girl and you know it. I know exactly who you could be. So just hold on. Hold on.
This is Julie Silva, and I'm here with...
Hi, I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover to help raise money for KX Station. You just listened to Eternal Sunshine by Jhené Aiko and Hold On, We're Going Home by Drake. And those were two songs that I've listened to kind of just help calm myself down during this time of COVID. And so the next... Well, first, before we get into anything else, I want to thank some donors before who have already donated to our show. We have Kiki Perez, Cindy Palmer, and Lori Perez. And I just want to thank those people for donating to our show before we even started. It just means a lot. And so to get into the next topic of what we're going to talk about, we are talking about how COVID has affected us mentally being teenagers. So do you guys want to start off?
Personally, over quarantine, and I feel like I just got like thicker skin over time because I've learned to be more comfortable within my own skin.
Spending so much time with yourself, mm-hmm. You've kind of just... Yeah, I agree with that. I mean, you spend so much time with yourself and you're just like thinking like to yourself and kind of just in your own thoughts. And you just grow to, you know, have more respect for yourself and self-love. And you just kind of focus on yourself. You're not really with any other people.
Yes, I totally agree. During quarantine, I've seen a lot of my friends really grown to be themselves, like style-wise and mentally. Their personality has really came out and to something that I've never seen before, and it's really transformed something that I personally agree with.
I feel like a lot of people that I know have changed a bunch, and mostly for the better. Some,
yeah.
But I'm so glad for them that they can finally like express herself and that they're comfortable with that.
Yeah. I think during this time, it's kind of shown who is like really there for you and like who's going to check up on you every day. Because, I mean, if you're not seeing anybody from school, you don't really know like who's going to text you every day. So like it's kind of just like showing who your true friends are, because the true friends are going to text you every day and they're going to want to talk to you. They're going to want to see like how you are. And it's the friends that you kind of let go of that you think like, you know, that aren't the best for you, who haven't really like reached out to you just to see how you are.
Yeah. Mentally, this whole quarantine has made me feel like I know my true colors and like what has been socializing. Like, I don't really know who I was, and I was trying to figure it out, and quarantine really helped me out, because, you know, being a teenager and all, it's really hard to figure out who you are. And now that I know who I am, it's just, I'm happier. Like, I'm trying to be the happiest I can be, even though quarantine has brought a lot of people down with their being depressed and just feeling like a soggy spaghetti. It's just like, it's just like you don't feel that great all the time. So
yeah. I think, you know, the quarantine and like the whole, this whole thing has definitely had some negative effects on people, but it could also, it could go both ways, both positive and negative. You could use this time to like, you're not going anywhere. So like you can just like be who you are and just kind of express your true feelings and like get comfortable with yourself. But I mean, it could also take a turn for the worse, and you can just, it could just go negative, and you know, it could turn bad for you. But it's just kind of how you choose to take the time and how you choose to spend your time with yourself.
I also feel like it's made a lot more people more courageous, because they're more comfortable with themselves. I literally already said that, but
it's
like,
it's true.
Yeah. I think more people have grown into themselves. And I mean, just because of like the time that they spent, like they're not doing anything. And they're doing school, but I mean, besides that, they're with their family, and who knows if like their parents worked and they're like an only child and they're staying home by themselves. It could really like affect them in many ways. I mean, it's just as how the person takes it. You could take it positively or negatively.
And I feel like people being courageous have also made an impression on people to be more courageous themselves.
Yeah, it's like, yeah.
So I was saying that during these times, I wanted to show a song that would actually express my feelings. So I'm playing a song by Kid Cudi called Pursuit of Happiness.
I'm Julia Silva.
I'm Katie.
I'm Laird.
And you're listening to KX Takeover on KX FM.
A hit, feeling lit, feeling right, 2 a.m. summer night, I don't care, hand on the wheel, driving drunk, I'm doing my thing, rolling the mid beside him now, living my life, getting out dreams, people told me slow my roll, I'm screaming out that I'ma do just what I want, looking ahead, no turning back, if I fall, if I die, know I lived it to the fullest, if I fall, if I die, know I lived in missing bullets. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine, ain't always gonna be gold. I'll be fine once I get it, I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything will shine, ain't always gonna be gold. I'll be fine. Good. Tell me what you know about dreaming, dreaming. You don't really know about nothing, nothing. Tell me what you know about the night terrors every night. 5 a.m. cold sweats waking up through the sky. Tell me what you know about dreams, dreams. Tell me what you know about night terrors, nothing.
about the trials of tomorrow. Rather lay awake in the bed full of sorrow.
I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything is shining, always gonna be gold. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. I'm on the pursuit of happiness, and I know everything is shining, always gonna be gold. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good. I know everything that's shining always go. I'll be fine once I get it. I'll be good.
This is Julie Silva.
Hi, I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we just want to thank the listeners so far. And to make a quick donation, you can always call into the station at 949-715-5936. Or you can visit their website at kxfmrradio.org.
And thank you to all the listeners who should definitely donate very soon.
Yes, please. Thank you.
Please donate. Okay, so the song that I chose for today is Wild Thoughts by DJ Khaled and featured Rihanna. I chose this song because we all are having wild thoughts during COVID. Thank you.
Another one. Another one. We the best music. DJ Khaled.
I don't know if you could take it. No, you wanna see me naked, naked, naked. I wanna be a baby, baby, baby. Spinning in his red just like he came from Maytag. Rocket with sit on the brown. Like, when I get like this, I can't be around you. I'm too little to dim down the night. Cause I can into things that I'm gon' do. Wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wow. You know this cookie's for the bag. Kitty, kitty, baby, get her things to rest. Like the 68 Jets. Diamonds are nothing when I'm rocking with ya. Diamonds are nothing when I'm shining with ya. Just keep it white and black as if I'm your sister. I'm too hip to hop around, time to hit with ya. I know I get wow, wow, wow. Wow, 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 thoughts. Wow, wow. You, all I get is wild thoughts.
Hey.
for the taking. I heard it got these going crazy. Yeah, I treat you like a lady, lady. Till you burned out, cremation. Make it cream, yeah, Wu-Tang. Throw that back bouquet. Call me and I could get it, you say. I could tell you gone off the door,
oh, yeah, yeah.
Careful, mama, why what you say?
You say.
You talking to me like your new bae.
New bae, girl.
You talking like you trying to do things. Now that pipe got her running like she Usain, baby. You made me drown in it, ooh, touche, baby. I'm carrying that water, Bobby Boucher, baby. And you know I'ma slaughter like I'm Jason. Busted, why you got it on safety? White girl, red shit on brown liquor. I probably shouldn't be around you. Cause you get wild, wild, wild. You looking like it's nothing that you won't do.
What you won't do.
Hey girl, that's when I told you.
I told you.
When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. Wild, wild, wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts. Wild, wild, wild. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
DJ Khaled.
Wow, wow, wow. Wow, wow, wow. When I'm with you, all I get is wild thoughts.
Hi, this is Julie.
I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover, taking over to help raise money for the station. And so with our whole topic, you know, talking about COVID and in its perspective of a teen, we chose to talk about how it's affected us physically. And I think, like, it could go both ways, just like mentally. You know, you could take this time to build on yourself and, you know, just focus on your sport, which you've already been doing, because most sports have been shut down because of the pandemic, and you know you're not going to them as much as you used to. So either you could take this time to, you know, hold yourself accountable and like practice every day and just work and get better, or you can like choose to be lazy and not really do as much as you used to when we weren't in this pandemic.
During what Julie said, I'm agreeing with her about the being lazy part. I have very much agreed with that. I have
Me
tried
too.
I've been really lazy this quarantine, and yep. I thought that it shouldn't have to be like going out every single day. Some days I just wanted to stay in, sleep in my bed and do absolutely nothing and just go on my laptop to do Zoom and play video games. I did a lot of video games this quarantine. It actually helped a little bit, but it was kind of rocky with the whole situation. I just didn't want to do anything, but it was kind of just how it was.
I also did a lot of nothing over quarantine.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But also, like, a bunch of the time I was also working out, going outside, doing walks, and trying to build up my like physical health, trying to get more strong, because I've always been a little insecure about how skinny I am, and I'm still pretty skinny because I drop a lot of the muscle that I get from working out really quickly.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been just trying to like work on my physical health to like just keep myself going.
Yeah, this whole quarantine, all I've been doing is surfing, playing video games, you know, trying new things like tennis. I love playing tennis during quarantine. It's been one of my favorite hobbies. And I've also been, I've just been, you know, just doing anything that I could just to be out there and just be doing something, because usually I'm just coped in my little bubble at home in my room. And it's just been very lonely, you know.
Yeah, I think for, you know, teenagers, either they're doing a sport or they're not doing a sport, or especially if they're going into high school, it's not like they have like a sport that they've already been doing that's like continuing practice. Like if you're like maybe a senior or a junior and you've been doing some sport, you may have already like started like practice, like they've kept it going. But if you've been like a middle schooler and you're going into high school, you don't really have like a sport that you have been actually doing. So it's not like you are actually forced to like do a sport. It's just kind of like you choosing what you want to do. If you don't want to do anything, then you don't do anything. Or if you want to do something, then you do something about it. But it's just about how the person chooses to spend their time, really. Mm-hmm. And just like, if you want to do something, then you do it. But if you don't, then you don't.
I've also noticed that I've just changed in the way I look a lot over quarantine. especially just like certain time periods. Like over summer, I got a lot tanner because I was going to the beach.
Yeah.
And if I just look at pictures back in like March, I'm like, wow, I looked like that. Who let me?
Like, yeah. Exactly. Yeah. I see a lot of people since like the barbers have been closed down. There's people with such long hair now.
Yeah.
I know from experience, or like, my parents, my dad has grown out his hair, and I've never seen his hair grown out. And it was just crazy experience because everyone just looks so much different than once they did.
And like staying in, maybe they've like chose to do something new, like dye their hair or cut their hair a certain way. I know I definitely cut my hair myself and I regret it a lot because first of all, number one, it was not even. And second of all, it's kind of hard to manage short hair. I mean, you can't do as much stuff as you want to. But I mean, if you want to cut your hair, you know, of course you do it. It's all to you.
It was a lot of impulse this quarantine of just cutting your hair, dyeing your hair, trying new styles, just trying out new things that you want to do. It's just like something because you're not going to see many people. So it's just like, why don't I just experience all myself and how I look
by myself? Nobody's going to see you.
Right. It takes a long time. And I think this big break gave us a lot of opportunities to change ourselves.
Yeah. I think we've all changed in many ways, you know, all inside and outside. It just kind of depends on how you look at the person. You know, if you've seen them a lot, then you can like notice the little things that they change about themselves.
Okay, so today we're going to be playing a song by Tame Impala. It's called New Person, Same Old Mistakes.
I'm Julie.
I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover.
Thank you. kitchen and positions for you. Cooking in the kitchen and I'm in a better room. I don't need a lift, they say I'm pumping through hoes. All my love infinite, nothing I wouldn't do. But I won't do. Switching for you. Perfect, perfect. You're too good to be true. But I get tired of running. Now I'm running with you. With you. So boy, I'm trying to meet your mama on a Sunday. Then make a lot of love on a Monday. Never need no one else, babe. Cause I'll be switching the positions for you.
Hi, this is Julie.
I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover. Before we get into anything, I just want to thank the donors who have are donated already. So Ashley and...
Kareen. That's my mom.
So to begin our next topic, we, you know, on the whole COVID area and situation, we are talking about how it's affected us socially. I feel like this is like a very big thing, you know, because we haven't seen our friends as much. You know, we weren't going to school to see them every day. I mean, you could have hung out with, like, friends here and there at, like, your house or something, but it wasn't very big to, like, hang out with your friends. You just were only, like, texting them or, like, FaceTiming them through your phone. You know, you weren't seeing them, like, with physical contact because, I mean, you're in, like, a lockdown, so you couldn't. So, I mean, you know, socially, you were just kind of, like, I wouldn't say isolated because, like, that's a very big exaggeration, but in a way, you were isolated because you were only seeing your family members, and who knows if they had to work or if they had to do something first. You weren't seeing as much people as you were, and you weren't getting as much contact with people as you were, so you were kind of just by yourself, which gave you a lot of time to just, you know, start over with, like, how you, you know, it just kind of, like, made you a new person in a way.
As a teenager, I feel like it was a lot of FaceTiming and a lot of discussing over school and just, like, talking about how this affected all of us and just, you know, a lot of Snapchats, Instagram, social media was a big part of this. I feel like without social media, we wouldn't be very close to each other. And
yeah.
FaceTime and texting was a really big thing. I FaceTime most of my friends every night.
Yep.
It was just a thing just to cope with it, you know. It was just a big thing. And I really appreciate my friends for being here during this. And it was just, I see my real friends,
yep.
You know, and they're on here today. Yeah. So, yeah.
I can also say the same thing as Kearney, but I've also made a lot more friends, and I've also met some of my best friends right now over quarantine through people that were on my volleyball team.
Yeah.
And just mutuals in general. It's really helped me become more happy and more expressive in about who I am.
Yeah, I agree with that because, I mean, you know, in some ways you could have met new people through, you know, social medias, or you could have met people through other people, so, like, made mutual friends. I think this was a way of, like, you know, because you're always on your phone. You're always on your phone, so you were just, like, kind of texting people and, like, just creating new friends, but you also could have lost some friends because of, you know, the distance and you weren't talking to them as much.
Yeah, it's just really made me a lot more happy and more more of who I am, and I've also got a lot of more like advice from the people that I've met.
Yeah.
Something else that's also made me really happy is the song that's about to play next.
This is Broken Clocks. I'm Julie.
I'm Kearney.
And I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover.
Running back to the strip club, I'm never going back, never going back. No, you can't make me, never going back, never going back. They never take me. I fed enough of petty dudes, I put enough of shit news. I had a thing for dirty shoes since I was 10, love dirty men alike. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day. Then I got pieces and pages, talking a lot. Sorry, I'm faded. Think I forgot. You love me. You love me. You love me. Gotta shift to 10 a.m. Gotta dip at 10 p.m. Gotta get that cash. Won't get past the lunch break. I ain't had a smoke break in about 2 days. I dated you. Why you still talking about me like we together? I moved on for the better. You moved on to whoever. I was down for whatever and then some. You gon' make me late to work again. Ooh, better day than yesterday. Ooh, I just take it day by day. Ooh, never hearing what they say. Ooh, I just do it my way. Still love, still love, still love, still love. love again, like, notice I can stand you up. I don't wanna talk about it, but no one understands me, no. You're the only one to confide in, to darling. Ain't feeling alone, ain't feeling alone, baby. Oh, I hate feeling alone, I hate feeling alone, baby. Need you here at home, baby. You're the only one who knows, you're the only one who knows.
I'm Kearney.
I'm Laird.
And we are on KX Takeover. And so this part is just to sum up our show and how we were talking about how COVID has affected us and a teen's perspective in many ways and how it kind of just changed us. So we just want to thank so far the donators who have already donated to our show and who are listening to our show like very early in this morning. I'm still tired. But if you want to donate still, you can call 949-715-5936 or you can, of course, go online and donate at kxfmradio.org.
COVID has really affected all of us. We can all say that.
Yeah.
I'd like to thank you guys for listening to us share and rant about all the stuff that's happened. It's been really therapeutic, actually, and I really enjoyed it, and I'm glad people are listening and taking in on what we have to say.
In a teen's perspective, yeah.
Yeah. This next song is Disco Man by Remy Wolf. Remy Wolf is an upcoming artist. She's recently gaining fame from a song called Photo ID that's been showing up on TikTok a lot. And
yeah, we just want to thank you guys for listening. This is KX Takeover on KX FM.
She knows he likes his movies from the Tarantino. He never stops, he's always ready to go. Gas station glasses on his way to Rio. And if he gets it, yeah, he got it. When we got drunk, I don't regret it. Oh, he said that he's a disco man and he's got a lot of disco friends. And I told him he could kiss my hand if you meet me at the
money, yeah, he got it. Ooh, we got drunk, I don't regret it. Ooh, he said that he's a disco man, and he's got a lot of fiscal plans. And I told him he could kiss my hand if you meet me at the disco, disco. He said that he's a disco man, and he's got a lot of fiscal plans. And I told him he could kiss my hand.
Story, hear mine. I'ma tell you why. 'Cause you changed.
Baby, you changed.
When you got dough.
You got dough and changed.
Nah, 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 nah. Uh-uh. No, you listen.
I remember like yesterday, the very day I met you. You were looking fly, I was acting shy. So when you walked on by, I ignored you. But then you turned around and asked my name. In an instant, my attitude changed. Set me off my feet. You were so sweet.
Your comedy,
you amused me. Gave you my number, next day you called, asking if you could see me. So I said, alright, you can stop on by. It gave me butterflies. At you, I'm glad to see you, but I keep my cool. From day one, I fell in love with you, but now I ask myself,
what you become?
You change, you change.
You got dough and change,
you got dough and you change.
Baby, you change.
It wasn't the same.
You got dough and change,
you got dough.
Why should I be there? There's no one there to hold me. I'm young at heart and age, and these are the days when a girl like me needs loving.
If he's not, then someone else is getting what he calls
it. He wasn't taking care of home.